Okay, so today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Ches. Learn today's daf. So Zecha Nishmas W.G.O. Michal Ben Yeshua Chaim, sponsored by the Daskal family. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. What's going on here? Okay, so we are on the bottom of the Zion of a base. On the Zion of a base. We're on the bottom.
We're going to discuss the machlokas now. You mentioned yesterday the idea of a
kafas kolarosh, of shaving off all the hair on the head. Is shaving off all the hair on the head considered a violation of, you know, cutting off the payas? If you do the entire head, you know, maybe the payas is only an issur if it's there's rounding. It would,
whatever the reason, maybe a kafas kolarosh is not considered a kafla. Shmuel said yesterday that a kafas kolarosh is considered a kafla, but now the Gemara says,
where that's considered a violation, and that's considered a hakafa would be a violation. Ain't a hakafa would be not a violation.
Maybe that's
ten ma'ayin. This one, we have the following brisa. Okay,
by the Torah, by the transfer, the prophet, by the shaving of the Zora, he says, by Ayav Yom Hashvi on the seventh day, the galach has kolsen haro. He should shave all his hair. As for Shro, he should shave his head. As he should shave his beard. As for hosting off his eyebrows. There's no Saro Yoleda.
The whole pasuk is difficult because it's completely redundant. It says Kol Saro, and then it mentions all these different things that he's supposed to be shaving off.
And more of a focus on a few of the extra words. So Rosho, not Alamon. Where's the word Rosho come to a head? Why is it mentioned in the pasuk of Titlach Saro's assembly?
It already says Kol Saro Yoleda. So why is it Rosho? The hair of your head is considered in all your hair.
So the Tisha and Amar, the price it continues because the pasuk says,
thank you.
You should not cut off the corners of your head. You should not shave your peis. So all the Bnei Yisrael are forbidden from shaving off your peis. So you would think, Yachal Af Metzora Kain, maybe the Metzora as well, is usher to shave off the peis. And therefore, what kol gosh kol saro so on would be all the hair that the Torah would be permitted to shave.
It would not include the payas.
So therefore, kamalo marosho. Therefore, we include marosho. Therefore, we include.
I'm sure I know. So why are we there? I'm asking everyone the same question. So what? Therefore, we says rosho to teach us that even by the Torah you shave off all the hair. So I guess the assay is the Ochelot assay. The assay of is the assay of Los Akivu Pa'as Rosh Chaim. So that's one Tana. That's what he learns from the words Rosho. The Tana Idach, and another Brisa, says, no, Rosho, my Tana alone Rosho. What does the word Rosho come to teach us?
It comes to teach us Lefisha Ne'amar Gabi Nazir. It says by Nazir, Ta'ar Lo Yavor Arosho.
Can have a razor go on his head, he may not cut off any of his hair. The Yachal Af Nazir Mitzora Cain. You might have said also that a Nazir has become Mitzora, and now that his time for Taras Mitzora is over, and he has the Mitzora, the obligation to shave the whole body, maybe the Nazir would not be able to shave the hair on his head, because he is forbidden of Tar Lo Yavor Rosho. Not only that,
he also has an assay of Gadel Peras Arosho.
So comes the pasuk of Rosho to teach us that the assay is both for this los assay and this assay, and it's focused on the nazir. So the second brisa focuses on the nazir, and the first brisa is just focused on the talking of the nazir and sarah, and the first brisa is focused on the stam and sarah. The first brisa says it's an assay dofa los assay. The second brisa is even learning that an assay is in this instance at least, the assay is docha the los assay and an assay.
Second case is
when
he's a Nazir and
becomes a Metzora. Okay. So now, the Gemara, what's the machlokas between the two brisos? So the Gemara is going to say, my lav, it's machlokas of whether a kafas kolarosh mei a kafa is the underlying machlokas between these two brisos and how to explain the extraneous word of Rosho. Lamanda amar minazir, the second brisa, who says that Rosho is there to dothe the assay and losa say the assay by Nazir. He says, the Torah doesn't ask for only if you shave the payas at all. Therefore, by the way, Sora was not a Nazir. which would be the case of the first brisa.
But when Sarah, who's not a nazir, I don't need a leeway to tell me that I'm permitted to shave the nazir's head. Just shave the entire head. That's mutter. So I don't need Rosho to tell me, because I never have the having me to say that the Mitzora wouldn't be permitted to shave his head. Because there's still a kafas kala rosh. How you do it with the timing and which goes first. We'll talk about the name of the little bit.
Therefore, when the pasuk then comes to extract the words of Rosho, the key asked the it's the second one. It comes in Dridok and the Losas, and they say, of a Nazir. And the Nazir has a problem. The Nazir is not allowed to even shave one hair. So therefore, you have to learn it, you cut off one hair. Therefore, you have to, the Kanivon Shavuot teaches, if a Nazir becomes a Mitzurah, you not only are permitted, you're supposed to cut off the, you're supposed to shave the head.
It might be warm. I don't know. The AC usually gets a little down to 68. It's now 55. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Malcolm is stopping you.
Yeah, right.
China was just holding. The first price of holds that a kafos kolos is a kafos. And the
kiosk kolos is not greater. So I need the pasuk to come to teach me by the case of the Mitzora that you can shave the head. Because you have a lav of shaving the entire head. Okay? So I'm a rabbi, no. The machlokas and the prices is not whether or not a kafos kolos shaykav or not, because the kuli alma everybody holds a kafos kolos rosh hakav. Everyone holds exact opposite of what we said yesterday, that a kafos kolos is not considered a kafos. Therefore, if you shave the entire head, you're not violated los akif of pas rosh chayim, but there are no corners. You didn't round anything off. The issue is only to cut off the corners. So therefore, you should have a problem. If everyone holds a kafos kolos rosh makafa, so what is the first brisa doing? Why does the first brisa need the word rosho in order to teach me that the mitzora that the mitzora is permitted to shave his head? Of course, permitted to shave his head. Shaving the entire head is not an issue. We don't have a problem. So he says. So the thing of the pasuk is coming to teach us by rosho. The following case kigon shehekif ula basov gilach. Is what Mr. Ford mentioned yesterday. When he did first, the Mitzor is coming to shave his head, and first he cuts off the payas, then he cuts off the rest of his hair. That would make, maybe that's a problem, because he's by the time he Hakafas Kolaros is not considered a kafa, but if you did it in this order, you've cut off your payas. So the Gemara says, so Kaman and Evil Gaza. Right, so that may be the answer. So he says, Kaman the Ilu Galche Bechad Zitlo Machayev. So the pasuk comes to teach us that even if you would shave everything off at one time, I don't know what time. How do you have to, it's just impossible to shave off every hair on your head in one moment.
You have to do it in a certain motion.
If 10 people
work on you, still, and you can sign the same to that and cut off the exact same time. But you can't. It's an issue to have more than two people working on
somebody at once. It's not an issue. It's a mitzvah.
Not because of
this. I don't say it. It's a mitzvah. That's not halach. It's a very strong minhag, and no one does it. I understand that, but I don't think that has a role over here. But keilu the ilu gavke bechad zim lo mechayev. So therefore, ki hikiv. So our case also, so if gilach nami lo mechayev, he also won't be mechayev. So therefore, the pasuk comes to teach us that the rosh was coming to teach us that. I guess like we already said before, it says it's coming off anyway. It's coming off. It's all part of the same. It's all part of the same mission. The mishnah do ask, what do you mean? What does that mean? At the moment before you cut off the tech, you rounded your head. I think the answer, like you already said, it's coming off anyway. It has to cut. It's not that you're going to stop. You're doing the Tara process of Masora. You know, within a few seconds, it's all coming off anyway. So, I guess that's what.
Did you say yesterday that
was
considered a love to do the entire
head? Right now he says differently than what Shmuel said. Yesterday was Shmuel. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umi kasif prahachi. It's difficult language. But basically, I think it means that can't be what the Torah is talking about. Because we have a cloud that asay is doch elos asay only if you can't not be mekayim both of them. But here, this one's bothering Yoni, you can't be mekayim both of them. Just cut the top first, and then cut the bottom. So you can be mekayim both of them. So how would the Torah tell you in this situation it's permitted? It violates our rules, our known rules of why asay doch elos asay. Well, me kasam prahachi, v'ham reish lakish. That's funny, you know, it's always reish lakish. Now you're talking about first or second generation of Mora is that, how can the pasuk tell you that? Didn't Reish Lakish say? It's the rule that Reish Lakish enumerated or elucidated. So the Hama Reish Lakish, kol makom shata motzei asei velos asei. Whenever you have the case of an asei doch velos asei, im ato yachol l'kayim v'shneyem, If you can do both, meaning you can do the assay without violating the los assay, mutav, then do that. But if you can't do it at the same time, then you have bo assay, but that's a los assay. Then the assay is doka los assay. But here you can do, there's a way to do it. Cut the top first and work your way from the top down. And then you won't have that the problem is the violation. So telling me that's permitted because that goes against the rules. So like Gemara says, I don't understand. The whole thing goes against the rules. So I go, okay. Yeah. So Gemara says, right, Ella, the Kuliyama, we go back. Hakapas Kolaro Shmachapa. Now we're going to hold like we did say yesterday, that shaving off the entire head is still considered a violation of Lotakipa As. That's why the first man of the Amar, the first Bryson, needs the Pasuk of Rosho to tell me that the Mesorah can shave. So the Gemara says, okay, so now what about the second Bryson? How does he know the Tax of Asay Dochelosa say? We'll get to the obvious question in a second. I mean, he's learning Asay Dochelosa say and say, Kabbal obviously knows. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, the Tosa says that you can't get to Asay Dochelosa say without first knowing that the Asay Dochelosa say. You can't get to Asay Dochelosa say and say with step two. You have to first know Asay Dochelosa say. So how can you jump to step two before he knows step one?
Why does he need a special invitation?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's people know the concept. Why does he get told?
Where do people know the concept? People know the concept to learn it from someone. You have to learn the concept. So we know I say Dochelosa say because we're backtracking into it because we learned Shas already and we know that the concept exists. But where do you learn that concept from? So he's saying, the second Bryce is saying, and I say is Docha, Alosa say, and I say. That's a big step. First you say, I say is never Docha, Alosa say. Then you say, I say is Docha, Alosa say, and I say without that intervening step. Where does he even know that the concept of Asay is Dochelos Asay at all? So he says, he learns it from the words of Gedilim. Excuse me, the parsha of Tzitzis. Right? The Amar Kula, the Pasuk says, Lo Silva Shatnes. You're not allowed to wear a Shatnes. And then the Pasuk immediately following says, Gedilim Tassel for Amar Kula, the Pasuk. The idea of saying that, don't do a Shatnes, but for Tzitzis, you can't wear a Shatnes. Right? Cassandra. So he already has the concept of Asay Docha Lo Sase from somewhere else. Then he can learn from Rosho that in this situation, the Asay is Docha, the Lo Sase, and the Asay. But he's not going to extrapolate the code to the Lula. He's going to extrapolate it all the way, all out. Okay. Of course, he has, Mandel, Lapke, Rosho, according to Mandel Amar, as the first writer from the Arrow show that the Mitzorah is allowed to shave his entire head, so my time will not be Gedilim. Why is he learning from there? Learn enough from Gedilim. Just like the second writer learns from Gedilim, let him learn enough from Gedilim. So he says, no, I learned from Gedilim something else. It comes to teach us the rule that Rava explicated. He learns that putting the strings of wool and linen. Better than putting on any other string. Basically, is that whatever your beged is, that's the type of strings you're supposed to put on. Unless your strings are made of some mission, that can potter any type of. So people, a lot of people wear cotton stitches. So most people wear cotton stitches, but the strings, I believe, are usually wool. That the yotzin. Both of the totally doing nylon stitches, but if you wear cotton stitches, you can wear cotton strings. If you wear, you have one of those wool stitches, wool strings. And if you're wearing, if someone wears a wool baggage, which would be smart today, if you're wearing a wool baggage, you may not put on cotton strings. It doesn't work. We usually wear wool strings. Anyway, so we're yotz everything.
Well, why did you learn two things from Gedilim?
Two things. Gedilim means stitches.
I'm saying, but he said he needs a very different brush. Why can't he?
Because in order to learn stuff from two things from one person, you have to have something extra. Yeah, extra teaches you one thing, extra teaches you another. Say, hey, there's a vav, it should have written something else. Something else should have written, I guess. So my time will not be able to deal it. Amar Allah, the Rabbu Da, so the Rabbu Rabbi, Rabbu has an apparent, he compares an apparent contradiction between two, so okay. Say, the Prophet says in the Vidur Test, well, on the test, may Ashkenu al tzitzis hakenaf. You put on the tzitzis on the corner. Now, the word kanaf here is extra, because we know where to put the tzitzis. Because I already said at the beginning of the pasuk, "Vasula hem tzitzis al kanteh bebeah." So we know it goes on the knaf. So Elul, what does it come to teach us?
I guess it comes to teach us mid knas.
You're supposed to put on the beged, on the tzitzis, are supposed to be the same fabric as the beged itself.
Mid knas. Right? And then Pasuk says the next words, Uksil Tzivis.
Then Uksiv, and Pasuk says in Dvarim, Lo Silva Shadis. Samaru Pishtim Yaakov, Gedim Tassel, the Chalal Amos Kavis Pesach, I read the Pasuk, the two Pesachim running on. So it says, the Samaru Pishtim Yaakov, Gedim Tassel, it seems to indicate that only Samaru Pishtim should be on the Knaf. Which one is it? So how Ketzad? So Samaru Pishtim, both of them, Minon, Baby, Lo, Minon, wool and linen strings will be Yotze any type of Beged, and Sharmidin, other types of materials, they, that strings, that you mean a poacher, so we're going to aim poacher. Okay. Or usually would say, awesome. How does the other town learn that? What doesn't say that?
Right.
Right. Does the other town learn the dinner rubber? Does it not hold the dinner rubber, maybe? Okay, could be. I don't know. It doesn't continue going. I guess maybe because that's off topic. We're focusing more on the Rosh Hashanah aspect. But, okay. I don't know. So the Gemara says, according to the first Pricer, who learned the word Rosh Hashanah, is coming to teach that a mitzvah can shave. So he's only learning an asay is doke los asay, a lav breda. So the asi asay gedrafi los asay asay minolim. So where does he have the concept? Because sometimes we have a concept that the asay is doke and a lav and an asay. Where does he learn that concept from? He can't learn that from Rosho, like the second Rosho from, because he had to learn Rosho to teach you an asay doke los asay, because he's not learning it from Gedilim, like the second Rosho is. You have to keep it a little straight. So, not delay, he learns it out. Mizikano. The word is zikano, which is learned out by the Tiglachas of the Masorah. The Sinai. Again, the Pasuk says, by the Masorah, the Haya Bayom Ashmi, the Galah has full Se'aro, he should shave all his hair. As for sure, he has a kano, his head and his beard.
Well, his beard is already, Se'aro is also, but his beard is included in all his hair. So why is his tail telling me by the Masorah that he should shave his beard if he already says he shave all his hair? It says by the Kohanim, there's a say and a losa say by Kohanim to shave off their beard. Question, we've seen before whether shaving off is only Isser by a Ta'ar, if it applies if we use Misparayim. We're not going to get into that right now, but that it plays into the sermon.
He says, Lefisha and Yamar, Upa'as Zikhanan, Lori Galif, Yosol Ach Kohen Mitzora came, so you would have thought that even a Kohen Mitzora, who now has become healed.
Allah of the Torah would be to shave all off his hair.
You would think that the Kohen is now fit from doing that, and therefore would only shave the hair of his body hair, I guess, instead of his facial hair and his hair on his head. But you would think, you know, the Kohen with Torah came, but the Pasuk says by the Shashi his beard. So it's not a law, it's a kind of law. Even the Kohen, who has a say and a losa say, shaving his beard. Not only is the losa say, and he also has an asay to do shavu, which we learn out using kesher. He also has a mitzvah asay to keep his beard. So if he becomes a mitzvah, but there's a difference between. That's what they learn out from you over there. That's where he learns it from. It does an essay as well. So therefore, you would have thought that he doesn't. Yet the Pasuk says, Zikano, he teaches you that the essay of the Masorah, cutting off the hair, is dope, and the Losa essay and the essay by Kohen. And therefore, you would learn that more as well, and it applies to the Nazir.
So who did the Nazir is going to be the problem. Because you guys know the Nazir also, right? They had the Nazir case of the.
What's the case of the Nazir? The Nazir called right now what the case was.
Why doesn't the one who learns
Rosho so the Asay Rosh, Bryson number two, why is it Zikano? Why does he learn it to be Bryson number two?
One just learned it out from Zikano. Learn it out, meaning,
why does he have to learn it out specifically by a Nazir Mitzorah?
Why can't he learn the Asay Doka Asay and Losa Asay by the Nazir Kohen,
the Kohen Mitzorah,
and then learn it to the Nazir Mitzorah? So So the Gemara says, "L'tameich, well, it can be." Because you never learn out from from this situation.
L'tameich, the time of the alma
is the Google in our hands. We know that the lo asi asay dochi as the lo asay asay. We never have the concept of asay is doche a lo asay asay. An asay could be doche a lot for whatever reason. But Machlokes is shown about that.
So why don't we deal with the Kohen?
Why don't we just learn it out from this case of the Kohen? That the Kohen, who's a Metzora, can cut the beard and have the asay doche a lo asay and asay.
Why not?
I don't think Kohen lo. We don't learn it out from the Kohen. Why? Because the Kohen bite is only an issue to a Kohen. It's not across the board. It's not an issue that's shovel a coal. So it's weaker. And it's weaker not in the violation of the Kohen if he violates. It's weaker in the sense that it doesn't have the ability to learn out to be extracted from it.
So now the Kohen, she came last year to shovel a coal. So unless you're Kohen, I'm going to go. She came last year to shovel a coal.
You can't learn out from Kohen. So the Kohen Olam, you can't learn out from Kohen. Now we're starting for the Nazi, you can't learn out from the Kohen. What's the reason why we don't learn out from a Kohen? Because it's not shovel a coal. It's not equivalent to all other people. It only applies to a Kohen. So now you're going to learn it to a Nazir? Doesn't make sense. You can't learn it out to the Nazir.
So the question is,
okay. Next question. The Tana of the second Brisa,
who says Rosho wants to teach us to the Nazir.
And it taught us the Asay Docha, the Los Asay, and the Asay by the
Nazir.
What does he do? What does he do with the word Zekano? Bryson number one taught us that from Zekano we learn Asidoka Losase and Asidoka Losase Pase in the case of the poet. Bryson number two already taught us Asay Doche Lo Sasay by the Nazir, which he can extrapolate to the Kohen. So what did he do with Zekano? He learned it after Rosh Hashanah. So what did he do with Zekano? So he says,
well, it's like a separate limud.
Right, but what is that limud? What's the limud? That's what the Gemara says.
So the Gemara says, he boiled it, we need the Drasha of Zekano, right, we need the Drasha of Zekano, to teach us a different thing. The different thing that I was going to teach us that the shaving of the Mitzora has to be done with a razor. Has to be done with a top. That's basically what I'm talking about. I'll have a little bit. Let's start with the story. So lift the sign. You had the following brisa. Now this brisa again is just somewhat of an olive. It says Zikano. Why does it say Zikano? Why have a lower? Why does it say, why does it mention Zikano? It really says Zikano. Totally uprooted, So maybe Ritva Bibilachit Ubirhitini, these Kenya that really go close. These Kenya that really go close, but they don't actually do that. They go close, but it's not the Derech to shave with them. So maybe also you be chayiv because it destroys Derech Berut, I guess. Tamil Lomar, if it's like Mohanit, Kupazi Kakab, Ulo Yuga Lefu, Ezek Yimuach, so you should watch.
It has to be something that's used in, that you use for gimuach.
So Asian gimuach, so you should wash
that. What gimuach? What shaving?
That's not shvat. That's not shvat. You're not going to cut off the face. That's not much. That's not the violation.
If you do a shaving,
if you want to do a shaving, it has to be a defined shaving. That is how it goes. That is a tie. So what happened?
Only your reason.
Only your reason. Correct. So what happened now? So, Zichrono came to teach us that the assay of the Tiberias is both the love and the assay of the poem, right? So therefore, we know that the teach us that the Tiberias of the Mitzvah has to be the razor. How do we know that? Because from here we see that the Tiberias of the Mitzvah is only the razor. Because if the Tiberias of the poem of the Mitzvah was also permitted to be done with a Mitzvahayim, or Malachi, or Rikini, so why would the assay of the Tzorah be told to the most assay of the Kohen? The Kohen, we just said, has to be done with the top.
Right?
Has to be done with the razor. Right. That's the violation.
Right.
But the Tzorah can be cut with something other than a razor,
so the Kohen with Tzorah just cut with something other than a razor. For the fact that you have to learn the assay is don't close assay shows that the mitzvah must be done with the razor.
And that's so therefore that's what happens to Kano. You learn that happens to Kano, that's what happens to Kano, and that's why he needs Rosh Ho
to teach me the assay is don't close the assay and the assay.
But the Kano is coming to teach us this whole price of coming to teach us that
the mitzvah
is specifically with a razor, because if the mitzvah was not with a razor,
I wouldn't have a violation of I wouldn't have the violation, because then you could just do the mitzvah with those scissors. Okay.
Wow, we got control. According to the time of the first price, who said the word Rosh Ho teaches us asking for the most assay.
Just talking about a one lav, and he learns out the
where he learns two lav from. He learned that out from Zichrono.
That's us. Don't have the assay and also say from Zichrono.
So Lam le mitzvah Rosh Ho, Lam le mitzvah Zichrono. Why don't they both? It says Rosh Ho and Zichrono came to us. Right, the passage says, okay, why do they have to describe the hope? It has to be told that. What's going on? In the middle of Rosh Ho, why does he have to have the extra word Rosh Ho to teach you that's usher, to teach me that the safe of the Losa say, that they say of Shaving the Sora, or Shaving the Losa, is also the Losa say of not how Shaving the Tennis? The Lamed that was the Pano. And why do I have to work extra words to know to teach me that the law to teach me that the assay is both the Losh assay and the assay of the beard of the Kohen? Just write the words of Kano, which teaches me that the Kohen could shave his beard. I guess by the Mitzvah. And therefore, I have to make, just say Kano, just say the words of Kano by the Mitzvah. And that would apply across the board to any type of Mitzvah.
Shave. It says Kano by the Mitzvah, which includes everybody. That's the question is.
Right? And therefore, we made the Lamech Torah says, we made the Mashmila, Limitze Labreka, who Mashmila Mitzvah, who also has said Masseh. But perhaps this is what happened the words Kano
in the Mitzvah case. Because if I say the extra words Kano is coming to teach us, that in all scenarios, you have to shave the head, you have to shave the beard. In all scenarios. Whether you're Israel, whether you're Kohen. Therefore, you would learn both from that one word. You would learn that Kano would say with Doka Losa say of a regular person, and you learn that Asay is Doka the Losa say and Asay by the Kohen, just by the words Kano. Just learn it out from one, just put it in one, take it from one person.
Can you do that? Do you learn from the same words?
I guess it's logical. Because if it was possible, we would not be making a distinction. That's why we would have tried. He's saying, Hello, Shalom, who we all share. The Shalom, we would be equal, and both of them, you want to have both of them. So the Marsh says, Koei, we know the Koei. You wouldn't even learn that the Koei from a Nazir, right?
Because that's a more of a restricted case.
Right, you can't. No, it's just saying that. I guess you're saying I say those I also say one of the laws here. They don't need to, and they don't need to have Rosh but it's over case, but it's Cohen case, it's not just kind of, but no.
You need the Asay Doch the Los Asay by both the Nazir and the Cohen, because I put on that the Cohen case, Asay Doch the Los Asay, from another case, Asay Doch the Los Asay, because Nazir also has a Kula, so they need to have.
That's why we already mentioned before that you can't learn that from Cohen, because it says not a Shoah of the Kohen.
Now we're saying you can't learn that from Nazir, because Nazir is different because it's Yeshua Shayla. Uprooted by
being matched the nether.
Or being wet washed on the nether. So we call it Nazir Loyalif to Cain is for the Shayla. And therefore, what? Yes, this is weaker. You can say that's where it says no to Los Hasay.
But I won't be able to learn from there to the Kohen.
Therefore, I have to have Roshua with Tensi Kano by Kohen to teach me both instances. I say it's no to Los Hasay,
and I say it's no to Los Hasay and Lassay.
And Nazir, you call it Loyalif. They can't learn
back the other way,
and have to learn by the Shal Kohen,
they learn it back to the Nazir,
because you can't watch the Shal Bakal.
But by the Kohen, it's a Lash Shal Bakal, and you wouldn't learn it from that as well.
But I'm the one of you, it has to be so also, you can't learn either from the Kohen or from the Nazir, because you keep on the Mithraq and Amar.
Because either the Kohen you can't learn because it's Lash Shal Bakal, and the Nazir you can't learn because it's Yeshua Bashayla.
But the Shal Bakal has a Tosa, that's a good question.
So what? So now you have, now you have a Mamatino. You say, usually we always say that, well, this one has a weakness and this one has a weakness. Learn from both of them. Ah, but the, it doesn't equal this one. It's like that. It doesn't like that, but it's like, so we have this, you know, it should be able to learn from both of them together. And then if you would learn from both of them together, then you would see that asay, doka, los asay, and asay. So I guess you can't learn from both.
And therefore, basically, you need to have the limudim both by the nazir and by the kohen,
because you can't learn one to the other. Because you can't learn from a kohen to a nazir because it's not
here to the kohen. You can't learn from a nazir to a kohen.
That's why I have to have the psukim to teach me. I say do chalos, I say, and I say do chalos, I say, and I say by both the nazir and by the kohen.
Okay. Besides that, it also means that you're not supposed to do things to your body that are typically done by the woman. A man can do, can't do certain things to his body that are done to that a woman does. Us.
Our sugya will come out in front of us and explain the pillar of the system.
So Allah says, "Make Adam call gufa b'tar." A person who shaves all his body hair with a razor. Even the hair of the hair off and under his armpits, and that is not considered the issue of Yulash. That's what the woman book typically does. And it's not considered something that if a man does it, it's not a violation.
Wait a second.
What? Call it. You call it. All his hair.
My hair like is good at all.
Right? The finish is that even the armpits and the
base of hair, which is the place that the person or usually woman does.
So basically, so it can't be, or it says basically, one of the rights of a lot of your base has shafi, who base the hair on this oak. Whoever removes the hair from the armpit, at least base the armpits, right?
What?
Base the shafi and base the hair, he gets malchus because of the
yilvash. So okay, one price says you're permitted, and one price says you get malchus for it. It's pretty tight.
That should be opposed. What's going on? How is Rob, was he impressive? How is Rob permitting a person to shave those macomos if the price says you get malchus? But the Marsha says there's no Kasha Rav. Ha, the Brisa that says that it's Asr, it's the Tar, the Ha, who is crying. And Rav says it's not a by scissors.
Wait a second.
Look at the book of what Rav says.
Yeah.
Ha, Rav, not a Sar Kama. He said, you're not using Tar.
What's going on?
He said, no, that day he meant the Ain Tar. He said, even.
Like the
Tar.
Close
enough. You had it. It was a
razor. This was a razor, but not using a razor.
How was he take over here?
No, so what is it? So it's being so it's not the same as razor.
It's something that has the same effect. It feels, I guess, on the outside, it's like a razor, like a filter, like you said, or something like that. Use an air or something like that to take it off. I would say that wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Okay. If you take off the hair and base the base of erva, you're okay. So the Gemara says over here, because it seems to be that's a violation of Moyulash. And that's a question on, that's a question, and then the Gemara asks, basically, Ha'avor Seymar, even if we did the Torah, how do we do sober? Well, the Gemara says, no, basically, how do you get the whole thing's a problem. The Gemara says, you've got Malthus, and right here it says, right, the Gemara says, you get Malthus, and, right, the Gemara says, you get Malthus, but now we have another Gemara that says, it's only a Tosif, it's a Torah. How can this Rabban not get malchus? How can Rabbi Yochanan say get malchus? But the question is going to the price as well. The price says, how come this chicken is there? Everybody's a loke. So how do you get malchus? So my loke, my bummer, what does it really get malchus? It means malchus, marabon. It's malchus, marchus. It's not real malchus. With malchus, marchus,
remember, they have no, it has no limit. You can keep going even beyond the 39.
Wait a second. Why don't
this should be a question on Rav, no?
Why does this bring a proof to Rav Yochanan?
Tosis asks that. Tosis, I'm Rav Yochanan. He says, the last Tosis, how do you get Malchus? You and Christ go. Rav Yochanan says you get Malchus, and how do you get Malchus? Why does this bring the previous Bryson that says you get Malchus? Why is that, isn't that a Raya to Rav Yochanan? Right? The Havi Matzah is human, Bryson to the L. El Nichalei Lishnuye Mai Lopin to Rabbanon, the little liftable Bryson under the L. I answered that Malchus is not a Rabbanon, so now I don't have a Machlokes in the Brisos. The Brisos is not a uniform. Because I could have said, oh, this Brisos says you get Malchus, this Brisos is no Malchus. Then I have a Machlokes between the Brisos, then I answer the way that the Brisos become uniform. Okay. All right. So we will stop here.
Okay.
Tomorrow on Aleph, the Ika, the Amri.